At their last meeting, council voted to defer a decision on allocating up to $350,000 for events marking the anniversary of the Tragically Hip's final concert. 2026 marks the 10th anniversary of the Tragically Hip's final concert, held in Kingston on August 20th, 2016 at the Rogers K-Rock Center. The original motion would have approved funding from the city's working fund reserve to support programming, events, and activations tied to the anniversary. However, council and residents alike have expressed concerns about the size and scope of the proposed funding. Councillor Wendy Steven brought forward a deferral which would delay the decision until March of 2026, directing staff to return with more detailed information about the planned events and how the funds would be used.
The Tragically Hip are a Kingston band, and the celebration of the 10th anniversary of the final concert should be an exciting and celebratory opportunity for the community to come together and to look forward to the events and programming that is yet to come. In closed session, council had the benefit of learning more about the still confidential events and programs that are currently being planned for here in Kingston. Staff have indicated they're not able to discuss activation details as negotiations are still ongoing. And while there's some risk to approving the funding, or sorry, to not approving the funding this evening, but that risk really needs to be balanced with council and community's ability to better understand how this requested money will be used ahead of the funding approval. So this motion will hopefully allow staff to return with additional information that can allow council and community to consider this opportunity with greater insight into what this investment will bring to Kingston.
Several councillors voiced their support for the deferral, saying more clarity is needed before committing public funds.
Yet again, I find myself in an unusual position where I'm agreeing with a motion to defer. I think that there is a lot of uncertainty with regards to what this money is being used for. I certainly have heard considerably from the community about some of the inappropriateness that this money is being spent, considering that there are other really important issues in the community, especially related to food insecurity and housing and homelessness. My hope is that when we do defer this motion, I agree that I think it's appropriate that we get the public some more information, that it can be clarified at that time. So I'm hoping for staff to come back and just provide some more assurances to the community that this money is being well spent, and also some idea of where the money, this $350,000 is going.
I received a number of emails and concerns from my constituents about the amount that was being used. It appeared to be a slightly open check with the inability for council to show their governance and due diligence and what an understanding publicly of what the $350 was being used for. So I am prepared to support the deferral, knowing that I had a large amount or grave amount of concerns with the original motion.
I think the optics of this are very hard to swallow, especially with the current climate out there. So I'll vote in favor of the deferral and hoping that we can understand and maybe reset the narrative on the benefits that go with this. But without that, I don't think this is something that I could support down the road. But willing to see what a deferral could bring to change sort of how this is perceived in the public, which I think we're all getting emails on. I know I sure did.
Councillor Jeff McLaren took a stronger position, arguing the funding should be voted down outright.
I won't be supporting this because I don't support spending this kind of public money on a party. This is a bad use of public funds, regardless if they come from property taxpayers or from other taxpayers. They're all the same. So I wouldn't be supporting this in the future, and I think we should vote it down now.
In the end, council voted to defer the motion, with all councillors in favor except Councillor McLaren. Staff are expected to return to council with additional details ahead of the March 2026 discussion. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.